Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Handmaid's Tale ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Previously on The Handmaid's Tale.
There is more than one kind of freedom. Freedom to, and freedom from. In the days of anarchy, it was freedom to. Now, you are being given freedom from.
A handmaid is a position of honor. Eventually, you will see things clearly. You will cooperate with us. All of you. For some, the process will take longer. I recommend to you all the path of least resistance.
From Wondery, this is The Handmaid's Tale, an adaptation of the best-selling novel by Margaret Atwood. This is part two.
It's strange now to think about having a job. All those women having jobs, hard to imagine now, but thousands of them had jobs, millions. It was considered the normal thing.
These ready for the shredder?
That pile there. I worked in a library, transferring books to computer disk to cut down on storage space and replacement costs, they said. Diskers, we called ourselves. After the books were transferred, they were put in the shredder.
Can I keep these ones, though? I thought I might take them home with me.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, I don't know. A book might be worth something one day.
Sure, take as many as you want.
It wasn't a great job, but it suited me. Flexible hours, especially since Luke and I got together and had Daisy.
Can you just put these in the back, honey? I'm going to put Daisy in her seat.
Here.
Come on, sweetie.
She comes back to me at different ages. This is how I know she's not a ghost. If she was a ghost, she would be the same age always.
Honey, Did you get the hamburger meat?
Oh, no, I forgot. I'm sorry. You don't need it. You eat too much meat.
I do not eat too much meat. Men need more meat than women.
Yeah, sure.
There have been studies. Men and women are different.
Are you listening to your daddy here, honey? Fine, if you want the hamburger, go get it.
Okay, I'm going to go get it. You unload the cart.
Oh, thank you. That's really helpful.
It was a Saturday.
Mommy's be right back.
Which was when Luke and I did the week's shopping. Daisy was 11 months.
You know, your daddy isn't very helpful, is he, honey?
It was before things started getting really bad.
Excuse me. Excuse me, what are you doing?
This child is mine.
Okay, give her back to me. Can somebody help me, please?
Let go of me. It's my child.
Just give her to me. Just let go. No, you're hurting her. Just give her to me. It's all right, Daisy. Mommy's here. Mommy's got you.
He sent me a sign.
Who sent you a sign?
The Lord promised me this child.
This woman.
The Lord gave me this child.
To steal my baby.
All right. Calm down.
The Lord promised me a child.
Okay, Mavis, would you call the police, please? Would you call the police, please? Okay, we're going to get you some help.
Come on, Daisy. Come on, sweetie. It's okay. Mommy's here. Mommy's got you.
Well, again, I apologize. I'm very, very sorry that this happened outside my store. This kind of thing seems to be happening more and more.
Really?
But I guess that's only natural, huh?
Natural?
Well, everyone wants kids.
Yeah.
But then for women, I guess that urge is stronger.
Yes.
Now, would you like to call anyone?
No, it's all right. My husband is here. Thank you for your help.
Oh, no problem. Have a nice day now.
Thank you. I'm too tired to go on with this story. Here's a different story, a better one. This is what happened to Moira. I heard it from Alma, who heard it from Dolores, who heard it from Janine. Janine heard it from Aunt Lydia. There can be alliances in such a place. There will always be alliances, one kind or another.
Come in.
You called for me, Aunt Lydia?
Blessed be the fruit.
May the Lord open.
Close the door. Something terrible has happened. Janine, do you know about it?
No, Aunt Lydia.
Because if you do, I will be very disappointed in you.
As the Lord is my witness.
Moira is no longer with us.
Oh. Is she dead?
No. She's gone. During exercises, she asked to go to the washroom.
Aunt Elizabeth, the toilet's overflowing.
Not again.
Can you come and fix it?
Someone is doing this on purpose. If this continues, I promise we'll ration the toilet paper. Where are you?
In here.
No. Move out of the way. We need to take the top off.
Stick it all the way in.
I'll puncture your lung.
Shut up!
She had dismantled one of the toilets and taken out this.
Oh. What is it?
It's part of the cistern. It doesn't matter. Aunt Elizabeth couldn't see what was poking her in the back. But she was a brave woman.
Yes.
But not foolhardy. She did what Moira said.
All right, let's go.
Moira, shut up. They're going to blame me for this, you know.
Just shut your mouth and walk.
All right.
In here.
The exit's that way. Why are we going into the furnace room?
Take off your clothes.
Oh, no. Please.
Take them off. Give them to me. Turn around.
Not too tight. Please. I don't know why you're doing this to me, Moira.
Open your mouth.
I have always been fair and honest with you.
Wider. There. Don't struggle or you'll choke. I could kill you, you know. I could injure you so badly you'd never feel good in your body again. Just remember I didn't, if it ever comes to that. All right?
She walked straight out of the front door. The guards thought she was an aunt. She seemed to know where she was going. She even saluted at the gate and disappeared. She is a cunning and dangerous woman. She treated Aunt Elizabeth appallingly. So, Janine, here is what I want you to do. I want you to keep your ears open. Maybe one of the others was involved.
Yes.
And come and tell me about it. Won't you, dear? If you hear anything?
Yes, Aunt Lydia. Yes.
The story passed among us that night in the semi-darkness under our breath from bed to bed. Moira was out there somewhere. Moira had power now. She'd been set loose. She'd set herself loose. I think we found this frightening. Moira was like an elevator with open sides. She made us dizzy. Already we were finding these walls secure.
But when you go from this place to answer your calling, to take your positions in your designated households, it is not the husbands you have to watch out for. It's the wives. You should always try to imagine what they must be feeling. All of you here have been blessed with the most treasured gift a woman can have. Don't be surprised that some wives will resent you for it. Of course they'll resent you. It's only natural. Try to feel for them. Try to pity them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. You must realize that they are defeated women. They have been unable to...
This is what happened.
It's now 24 hours since the first incident occurred. The message from the White House is that everyone should keep calm.
It was after the catastrophe, after they shot the president, and the army declared a state of emergency.
Outside the White House for more. Mark, is there any further news?
Yes, Mike, we have been told that the state of emergency is a temporary measure to curb fringe elements within the country.
They had worked their way into the system. They had people in powerful positions in schools, local councils, Congress.
And the advice we are being given is that everyone should remain at home if they possibly can.
But as time passed, we lived, as usual, by ignoring.
And is there any indication of how long...
Ignoring isn't the same as ignorance. You have to work at it.
Are you planning to drop by the store on your way to work?
I could.
But they didn't deliver today. Again. Could you ask them what's happening?
Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
With a massive power struggle within the corridors of the White House...
Then, before we knew it, everything had changed. First, they shut down most of the television stations and newspapers.
Hi there.
Hi. We didn't receive our paper this morning, and we haven't for 3 days.
Oh, well, you're not the only one, honey.
Really?
Yeah, we haven't had any newspapers all week.
Why not?
A national distribution problem? Oh. I don't know, something like that.
Oh, they didn't mention it on television.
No, I guess not. Hello. Hi. Can I get you anything?
A pack of Marlboros.
Go.
Thanks. I see that Porno Mart across the street is closed down.
Oh, yes, it was high time somebody did something.
Well, did they just close it or what?
Well, who knows? Who cares? Maybe they just moved him somewhere else, whatever. But you really got to hand it to this new council. They have cleaned up the area a lot. You know, in the evenings, if you came around here before, you'd get people hanging around, hookers and things. Mm. You don't get that anymore. That's got to be a good thing.
Well, I'll see ya.
See ya. Can I help you?
The next morning, after dropping Daisy off at school, no children walked to school anymore. There had been too many disappearances. She was 3 or 4 now. I stopped by the same store for another pack.
Excuse me.
Can I help you?
A pack of Marlboros, please.
I was smoking more these days. It was the tension. You could feel it.
Thanks. Is she sick?
Who?
The woman who's usually here.
How should I know? Your card's not registering. Let's see. Sorry, this number's not valid.
That's ridiculous. I've got plenty of money in my account. Just try it again.
It's not valid. See the red light? It means it's not valid.
Well, you must have made a mistake. Try it again.
Yeah, see?
Well, there's obviously some mix-up somewhere else. I'll phone them from the office.
You do that.
sorry. The number you have
come on.
Is not in service at this time.
I don't believe this. At about 2 o'clock after lunch, my boss called me into his office.
Hey, you wanted to see me?
Yes, come in. I have something to tell you.
What?
I'm sorry, but it's the law. I really am sorry.
For what? Are you all right?
I have to let you go. It's the law. I have to. It's not just you. I have to let you all go.
We're being fired? But why?
Not fired. Let go. You can't work here anymore. It's the law.
How can you do this?
It isn't me. You don't understand. Please, go now. They're outside. If you don't go now, they'll come in themselves. They gave me 10 minutes. Just leave the machines. Just go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
When I got back to the house, nobody was there. Luke was still at work. My daughter was at school. I tried phoning the bank again, but only got the same recording.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. No further information is available. I'm sorry. The number you...
Hello?
Moira.
Hi.
I've been fired.
Okay. First, we'll have a drink. Where's the corkscrew?
It's right in front of you.
Tried getting anything on your CompuCard today?
Yes, my card got rejected.
They've frozen them. Any account with an F on it instead of an M, all they need to do is push a few buttons. We're cut off.
But I've got over $2,000 in the bank.
Women can't hold property anymore. It's a new law. Turned on the TV today?
No.
It's on there, all over the place.
I can't believe.
I'm not at all surprised. I always knew this is where we were heading.
So they've confiscated all my money.
Well, Luke can use your comp account for you. They'll transfer your number to him, or that's what they say. Husbands or male next of kin.
Yeah, but what about you?
I'll go underground. Some of the gays can take over our numbers and buy us things we need.
But why? Why did they?
They had to do it that way. The comp accounts and the jobs both at once. Can you picture the airports otherwise? They don't want us going anywhere. You can bet on that.
I went to pick Daisy up from school. I drove with exaggerated care. They had set up roadblocks and were checking everyone's identity cards.
I'm home.
By the time Luke got home, I was sitting at the kitchen table. She was drawing with felt pens at her own little table in the corner, where her paintings were taped up next to the refrigerator.
I heard. On the radio, driving home.
Oh, Luke.
Don't worry. It's only temporary.
Did they say why?
We'll get through it.
You don't know what it's like. I feel as if somebody cut off my feet.
It's only a job.
So I guess you get all the money and I'm not even dead.
You know, I will always take care of you.
Luke, you're already beginning to patronize me.
Well, you're already beginning to get paranoid.
There were marches, of course. A lot of women and some men. But they were smaller than you might have thought. I guess people were scared. And when it was known that the police or the army or whoever they were would open fire almost as soon as any of the marches even started, the marches stopped.
There is no official confirmation of the number killed, but it
a few things were blown up.
10, including 3 generations of a single family.
Post office, subway stations. Fatalities.
But as you can imagine, Ted, it is chaotic here and very difficult.
But you could never be sure who was doing it.
Police are saying nothing, and there is no indication yet of who is responsible for this. Yet another.
It could have been the army to justify the computer searches and the other ones, the door to doors. In Philadelphia.
Hey, hey. Did you have a nice day?
Yeah, terrific. I've shampooed the carpet, I've baked some cookies, I've ironed the laundry, I've got your supper ready. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
After a few weeks, I started to behave irrationally. I tried not to cry in front of Daisy and at mealtimes. During the day, when Daisy was at school, I would sit beside the bedroom window, staring out. I didn't know many of the neighbors, and when we met, in the elevator or in the corridors outside our apartment, we were careful to exchange nothing more than the ordinary greeting.
Blessed be the fruit.
May the Lord open. Nobody wanted to be reported for disloyalty.
Honey.
No.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
We still have each other.
Luke, don't talk to me like that. Nobody's taken anything away from you.
All right. It's not particularly pleasant for me either.
Really?
Yes. Really.
The night before we left the house, that last time, I was walking through the rooms. We'd packed what we could fit in the car. I was just walking through here and there, looking at things, at the arrangement we had made together for our life. I had some idea that I would be able to remember afterwards what it had looked like. Then Luke had a thought.
The cat.
Cat?
We can't just leave her here.
Why can't we take her with us?
You don't take a cat for a weekend trip across the border.
Well, we have to do something with her. We can't just leave her outside. Luke.
She's just gonna hang around and meow at the door. Someone will notice that we were gone.
Well, we could give her away. I mean, one of the neighbors might take her in. Look, we can't.
I'll take care of it. Where is it?
It's in the bedroom under the bed. I should have gone with him, taken that small responsibility. I should at least have asked him about it afterwards so he didn't have to carry it alone. Because that little sacrifice, that snuffing out of love, was done for my sake as well. Instead, I sat in the living room, hands folded in my lap.
All right. Get Daisy. Time to go.
And when you look back at your time here, I hope and pray that you will look back with a thankful heart and remember what we have done for you. Myself, Aunt Elizabeth, Aunt Helena, Aunt Sarah, and the others. The future is in your hands. Grasp it. Now, girls, go forth and multiply.
She thought we were going on a picnic. We didn't want her to know where we were really going. We didn't want her to tell, by mistake, reveal anything if we were stopped. We didn't want to lay upon her the burden of our truth. It's a Saturday morning in September.
Can I see your passports?
Sure, honey. It's a beautiful day, officer. Praise the Lord.
Beautiful. Praise be. Supposed to get some rain, though, later.
Really?
Yeah, storm's coming in.
Huh.
Just heard the weather report. You drive safely now, okay?
God bless you. Have a nice day. Pretty good, huh? You all right, honey?
I'm fine.
But you're white as a sheet. That was only a checkpoint. There's going to be a few more of those before we reach the border. At least we know the passports are good. Just relax. We'll get out. Everything's normal, right?
Right.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Luke, that's not normal. Happy is not normal. Happy will arouse suspicions, I swear.
What, I'm not allowed to be happy?
No, no, definitely not. No one's happy anymore.
Well, what does Daisy think? Hey, is Daddy allowed to be happy, honey?
If you're happy, you're happy.
See? Okay, then, everybody. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Come on.
Come on, Mom.
I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going.
I try to remember what they looked like. I try to hold them still behind my eyes, their faces. Like pictures in an album. But they won't stay still for me. They move. There's a smile and it's gone. Their features curl and bend as if the paper is burning. Blackness eats them. Stay with me. Stay with me. But they won't. It's my fault. I'm forgetting too much.
From Wondery, this is episode 2 of 6 of The Handmaid's Tale. If you enjoyed this episode, head to your member portal at wondery.com/plus and check out some of our other shows. In this episode, Offred was played by Marcia Dietlin, Luke by Christopher Burns, Daisy by Matilda O'Neill, Aunt Lydia by Marion Seldes, Janine by Emma Roberts, Moira by Tasha Lawrence, Serena Joy by Leslie Hendricks, and Aunt Elizabeth by Peggotty Price. Other parts were played by Earl Hindeman, Dylan Chelfie, Kristen Marks, Bruce Sabbath, Edward Tully, Harry Ditson, and Joseph May. This series was directed by John Dryden. It is a Gold Hawk production. Theme music by Mark Hadling. Original score by Sasha Putnam. Our editor is Sergio Enriquez. Sound design by Nick Russell Pavier. Executive producers are Marsha Louis and Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Handmaid's Tale ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.